All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Fathom, so let's go ahead and get started. Volume 7, Echoes of the Past. We don't have that many left, guys. I'm not sure what we're doing next. It might not even be from Aspen Comics. I've got other things I'm trying out here. Michael Turner's Fathom, Volume 7, Echoes of the Past. There are two worlds, the one we know and the one below. All right, here we go. The fate of two civilizations rests in her hands. Aspen Matthews grew up a child of the water. A marine biologist, she was intimately tied to the ocean by a thirst for knowledge and a desire to explore the hidden wonders beneath the surface. However, her link to the mystery below was far greater than she could have ever imagined. As Aspen discovered that she was the daughter of two worlds, the human race and the blue, a race of beings living deep within the ocean's massive unknown. After a long and deadly path of startling revelations about her true origin and the shocking arrival of the blue above the surface, Aspen has finally declared her own independence from the pressures of both sides. Yet the world around her continues to struggle to adapt to a new way of life alongside those who dwell below. Okay. Blam! Seattle, Washington. Whoever you are, lady, you're good enough to get in here, but you're not good enough to get back out. Except in a bag. Crack! Koof! Gurk! You think Uncle Sam guards his assets? With amateurs? Hello? You are Finn? I am. I am called Red Kite. I have something for you. Yeah, there's more where that came from. What did you do to me? What did you do? La Jolla, California. I'm looking for Aspen Matthews. And you are? Looking for Aspen Matthews. Oh, you're with the government. You know, just because you guys pay for this place doesn't mean you have to be jerks every time you show up. Aspen's down at the beach. I'm sure she'll be thrilled to see you. You're a little overdressed, you know, and my name is Tyler. Thanks for asking. Pleasure is all mine. Sploosh! Do I know you? I know most of you government guys. But you don't look familiar at all, which probably isn't a good sign. I'm Aspen Matthews. Who the hell are you? My name is Emmanuel Okoro. I'm with the NSA. Where's my usual contact? Or why not send me a message through Chance Calloway? Agent Calloway is on an assignment that I'm frankly not at liberty to share, and I'm your new liaison. I'm afraid my assignment is to bring you some troubling news, Miss Matthews. Your brother Finn has disappeared. His minder was found dead in the safe house. There had obviously been a struggle. The surveillance footage was scrubbed, but we believe he was kidnapped by a hostile power. You're certain of this? Quite certain. All right, follow me. This is Magnus. He washed up on a beach, dying. So he was brought here to see if we could do anything for him. We found his stomach was full of plastic. Plastic shopping bags. Specifically, our garbage gets dumped into the ocean and ingested by the sea life. Yeah, that's true, guys. Our garbage gets dumped into the ocean and ingested by sea life. Jellyfish are a staple of sea turtle diets. Guess what a plastic bag floating in the water looks like? We were able to remove the plastic and save Magnus, but most aren't so fortunate. We're poisoning the ocean. And everything that lives in it on a daily basis. I'm trying to save it. That's really what my job is, saving things.
I understand the point you're making, Aspen, but I think you
misunderstand my purpose here.
Finn's abilities are, to a great extent, the same as yours. Someone obviously wanted to get their hands on those abilities.
that this is a national security matter. This is a family matter. Poor Finn, he suffered so much since we were separated. It's not fair. Everything he's gone through, maybe a part of it's my fault for not taking better care of him. Do you have any leads on who took him? Where he might be? We're doing what we can, but there's very little to go on. Forensics came back clean. This was a very professional op. Our chief concern is to make sure you aren't next. You're too valuable an asset. Oh boy. An asset? An asset? Do you know what I am? I might look like you, but I'm not one of you. I might as well be a strange visitor from another planet, except that planet is the water that covers 70% of the globe. I'm of the blue. My people are warriors and scholars and scientists, and we were here long before you. Living in our cities on the ocean floor, bending the sea to our will. The blue, the black, Cannon, Hawk, Killian, don't act like any of this is new to you. I'm sure you've read my file front to back. The things I can do, the things I've done. I've saved your collective air-breathing asses more times than I can count, so I'm not your asset. I'm your ally, and I'm going to go find my brother. What? No, absolutely not. I'm sorry, that's not happening. Aspen, I'm here to protect you and to see if you can tell us something that might help our search for Finn, but you're staying put. Sorry to tell you, secret agent man, you don't get a vote. This is my brother we're talking about. Please be reasonable, Aspen. We simply can't allow this. I know you're upset, but you can't just storm off by yourself, thinking you're going to play hero and rescue Finn. There are protocols and procedures to be... Ow! Watch me. If your people couldn't keep my brother safe, then I'll do it myself. Aspen, please! Aspen! Swoosh! You know, I've been Aspen's best friend for a while now, and I have to be honest with you. That could have gone better. Ooh, I like the colors in that one. The Arctic Circle, Russia. The truth is, this is going to hurt quite a lot. But I suppose you already suspected that, didn't you? All readings nominal. We're ready. Please man your stations. We begin. Ah! Yeah! Will he survive this, General Nemirov? Perhaps. Once we pull him apart, who can say if we'll be able to put him back together again? But such a thing is a secondary concern, Agent Alexeyev. By that time, we'll have our army. This is my world. This is where I come from. But it's also of the surface. It's where I grew into who I am, for better or worse. The surface is my home now, as much of a home as I have. But time and again, I return here. It's part of me. And I'm always pulled back. I could fight. I could rage against one or the other. Both worlds have hurt me. Both worlds can be cruel. Both worlds have taken from me. Right now, the surface is trying to take my brother from me. But I won't let it have him. Finn's already suffered so much. Neither would be kind to my brother. I'm his sister. It's my job to look out for him. I haven't done that nearly well enough. Man, that squid is putting up a fight, isn't he? We're children of the air and sea. We have to coexist in both worlds without doing harm to either. But I'll do whatever's necessary to protect him from anything or anyone. The Arctic Circle, Russia. I've brought you something. I'm not sure if you know it or not. Pinocchio? It's about a puppet who becomes a real boy. I'm sorry, there's so much I don't know, but thank you. When I was a little girl, I asked for this every night. My mother would try to talk me into stories of princesses or talking animals, but this is what I wanted. She always gave in and read it to me over and over. I thought you might enjoy it. Is he happy when he becomes a real boy? Or was it better when he was a puppet? We won't hurt you, Finn. I've heard that a great deal in my life. My apologies for interrupting your book club, but it's time for the next procedure. Don't you have an assignment yet, Comrade Redkite? I leave in the morning, Dr. Sokolov. and I'm sure you're anxious to be back in the field. Have no concern, we'll take excellent care of our patient. I don't suppose we have to worry about you trying to escape. No, I don't suppose you do. You're an exceedingly valuable specimen, Finn. What you are is miraculous, a key to unlocking such vast power and passing it on. Americans, of course, have your sister, and she is a formidable weapon. But one weapon is not capable of winning a war for that. You need an army. Not intending to harm you. The effect is immediate. I'm hearing you. How can that be? You're not hearing me. Your implant is picking up my neural stream, just as I'm picking up yours. The technology is new. Who are you? You'll learn everything you need to know as soon as you reach Myria. You should understand. A great deal has changed. My God! So much damage! What happened to the city? I told you, much has changed. I don't understand. What are you not telling me? Where's the council? There is no council. I dissolved it. The cowards fled or have been dealt with. It's time for a new way. It's my city now. I am called Gideon. Your city? Who are you exactly? I am no one. I am of the people, of the countless blue who had no voice before. Now I am their voice. We rose up and finally made this city ours instead of a bauble for the wealthy and powerful to exploit. We have returned Myria to her people. If that's so, I am one of your people. And I'm here for your help. My brother's been taken, kidnapped by a hostile power. I came home because I need the blue. I know who you are, Aspen Matthews. There is no help for you here. We help those who have not turned their backs on us, those who have not abandoned their heritage. You abandon the city for the surface. I've done no such thing. I've helped save this city more than once. Now you want help? If you've not come here to serve the people... The people have no use for you. I have no use for you. I recognize a tyrant when I see one, and I won't allow it. Not here. Not ever. Enough. Your will, Lord. Tick. Ah! Zzzk. Drag her to the pits. Where am I? What is this place? They don't actually think some cell is going to hold me. Don't bother. It will. It reacts to brute force, to energy. You won't even be able to slip through as water. There's no way out of here, believe me. I've tried. You? Killian? Hello, Aspen. So nice to see you again. Makers in Chambord. Neat? Thank you. Nice little place you've got here. Macau, China. Final bets down, please. This is a game of chance, right? No more bets. Yes, but the odds are against us. We need to go right now. What we need to do is not draw any attention to ourselves. Sit down, see if we win something. My name is Chance Calloway. I'll be getting you out of here. You have the information, Comrade Kozlov? Yes. Here. This is a chip. I can see that. No, an encoded chip. I put everything on the chip in case anything happens to me. Clack. I have the boy made of water. If they accomplish what they intend with him, the world will pay the price. My conscience won't allow that. Don't worry. Clack. Stopping them is my job. Long enough. We're going to very calmly walk you out of here. Come on. Oh! Oof! I'm so sorry. My fault entirely. No harm done. Are you all right? Perfectly fine, except for being mortified. Can I buy you both drinks to make up for my clumsiness? Thank you, no. We're just leaving. Enjoy your evening. Again, so very sorry. Can we wait a moment? I feel a little strange, like I'm having trouble breathing. Okay, just take it easy. Glurp! Glurp! Easy! Sir, should I call a doctor, sir? I've got you, Dr. Kozlov. Glurp! damn it. What happened? Is that man dead? I see you, and I know what you took. Blam! Everybody, out of the way. Give me a shot. Too many damn people. I'm not sure who you are, but I'm damn sure who you work for. Oof! You have something that belongs to me. We have more than that. Hurr! No way out down there, comrade. Skrrrsh! Yo, look. I don't speak Russian. Sloosh! Hell of a jump. I might actually follow you if I didn't already have what I wanted. We still don't really know where Gideon came from. He was just no one special. But he started telling people what they wanted to hear. First a few people, then a few more, and then a few more. Till there were crowds listening to him. Oh, excuse me. That's the wrong voice, man. We still don't really know where Gideon came from. He was just no one special. But he started telling people what they wanted to hear. First a few people, then a few more, then a few more. Until there were crowds listening to him. He talked about throwing off the yoke of the ruling class, about putting Myria back in the hands of the people. Not everyone believed him or even took him seriously, but enough did. Enough to give him a small army. Myria had grown soft and wasn't prepared for an attack from within. The defenses fell quickly. Gideon rounded up the council members, at least the ones who didn't manage to escape, and executed them himself. Now he sits on a throne in the council's chamber, ruling by decree, plotting to take his revolution to other blue cities. There is no one left to stand against him. By the time I learned what was happening in return to Myria, it was too late. Gideon had consolidated his power and eliminated any real opposition. I tried to get to him, destroy the serpent by cutting off the head, but he has too many deluded fools around him. Myria, capital city of the blue. Too many loyal to him. Anyone who resists winds up dead or in here. So welcome home, Aspen. I'm to believe everything you're telling me, Killian? That you tried to defend Myria rather than taking it for your own? Am I not in the same dungeon as you, Aspen? I freely admit we've had our differences, you and I, but surely the welfare of our people is something we can agree upon. Differences, that's an interesting way to put it. You took nearly everything from me. Trusting you is not something... Well, I don't suppose it really matters if I trust you or not, not with both of us locked away. I won't pretend our past doesn't exist, or that your embrace of the human world doesn't disgust me. But one thing is always true, Aspen. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Right now I might be the only friend you have. I came to Myria to get help finding my brother. Now I can't help myself, much less him. How are we supposed to get out of... Ah! I told you, the cells are calibrated to their occupants. They react to each of us, preventing us from using whatever abilities we have. You can thank the implant, the great communication breakthrough, just a tool to keep the people subjugated. I have one, you have one, and there seems to be no way to remove it. So your cell is calibrated to you, not me. Yes, and? Your cell is calibrated to you. I'm blue and black. You're not. I should get out of the way, shouldn't I? Swoosh! I'm in your debt, Aspen. I'd never have gotten free without you. On the ground, Killian! Stay where you are! Two guards? Shoom, shoom, shoom! Grr! You need to send more than that! Grr! Traitor! Suffer your just reward! Ah! The only traitor here is you! Grr! You very likely saved my life, Aspen. You didn't have to kill him. Seemed like the thing to do at the time. So do I get out of here? I told you, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. We need each other, Aspen. What's more, Chuck, Myria needs us. Allies, you have my word. At least until Gideon is gone. Where do we go from here? Surviving long enough to get out of this place would be a good first step. The Arctic Circle, Russia. We thought you should bear witness, because after all, none of this would be happening without you, Finn. We've made great strides because of you. That sounds like a thank you, Dr. Sokolov. Am I supposed to feel special? There's no cause to be rude, Finn. Your experience here could be far less pleasant. Artyom has shown the most progress in the program. What we have learned from you, what we have taken from you, makes him possible. Please begin. Can you imagine it, Finn? An entire army capable of this. Capable of controlling water. Capable of becoming water. Such an entire army could go anywhere, completely undetected. We'll be unstoppable, the Americans who have no choice but to bow to us. Something's wrong. What's happening to me? Splat! Well then, back to the drawing board.
Perhaps one more?
Muria, capital city of the Blue. Where are they?
I'm sorry. Aspen and Killian are both gone. The other guard is dead. And I was unconscious. I have no way of knowing where they went.
I am surrounded by incompetence!
Forgive me, Gideon.
Do you want to put Muria back in the hands of the oppressors? Do you want to lose all that we have gained? The traitors, Killian and Aspen, will be found. They will be brought to justice. They will be punished, especially Aspen. Find her!
The Pacific Ocean. We're glad to have you back. The NSA doesn't normally pull up agents from the military, but your continuing success shows we obviously made the right choice. This information you brought back was exactly what we needed. We're glad you're still in one piece, Agent Calloway. It would have been preferable to have the scientist, but assuming... Hold on. That's the way this goes. Thanks for the extraction. Sorry I wasn't able to bring out the asset himself, Okoro. It would have been preferable to have the scientist, but assuming what's here is factual, this is everything we need to know about the program, and most importantly, Finn's location. I didn't get any vibe that it was a setup, and Kozlov was definitely one dead Russian when I left him. The agent who poisoned him was the real deal. I wouldn't put it past the Russians to off one of their own to send us down the wrong trail. But this appears genuine. We know where the facility is. Our options are open. We can take out the entire base if that's our best course of action. Take out the base? You mean take out Finn? You're willing to just kill Aspen's brother? We are willing to do anything that protects our national security interest, and that includes making sure Finn's unique abilities are not replicated by a hostile power. So you'll destroy Finn to ensure he doesn't remain in Russian hands? Are you willing to destroy Finn and have Aspen slip through your hands? Because that's what will happen if her brother winds up dead. She'll turn her back on all of you, and you'll never see her again. Is that what you want? Not at all. Oh, excuse me, guys. Wrong voices. She'll turn her back on all of you, and you'll never see her again. Is that what you want? Not at all. Then give me a chance to find Aspen before you pull the trigger. I'm pretty sure I know where she is. I can get her... Excuse me, guys. I can get her to come back. I'm counting on a chance, which is why we brought something you might be interested in. He'll be expecting us to enter through the throne room, and we find a new point of entry. A new point of entry, or a distraction. What kind of distraction? You have a plan? More like an idea. But we need soldiers to pull it off. How many do you have?
You're looking at them.
That's it? A dozen soldiers? Excuse me, that's it? A dozen soldiers defied Gideon? Welcome back. Excuse me, welcome back, Killian. We weren't sure we'd ever see you again. I wasn't sure you'd ever see me again. But I returned with an ally. Our enemy is now our ally? Most of you know Aspen. You know that we have had our differences in the past. But I would not be here without her. The past is past. With Gideon and Muria, we must unite against our common enemy. If we want our city back, we need Aspen. If we can set the past aside, we might have a future. Aspen? You all know of the old access tunnels that run under the city? The oldest tunnels can get us into the heart of Muria undetected. We need to be among them before they even realize what's happening. The rest of you attack and create a distraction, while Killian and I come at Gideon from behind. The Arctic Circle. It was a problem with your blood, you see. Something we hadn't considered before, because what we really needed was your molecular structure when you were in your water state. We've adjusted for that. But I can't promise it will be a painless process, Finn. Just get on with it. Oh, rest assured, I will. I don't like where his vitals are headed, Dr. Sokolov. Do we need the shutdown? Absolutely not. He understands how this works. If he dies, we have nothing. On the contrary, it appears we have exactly what we wanted. Are you all right? I'll live. Seemingly stable, no rejection. How do you feel, soldier? Good, sir. Better than good. Success! Ready the others. Muria. No quarter! No prisoners! And no sign of the two traitors! Don't worry, Gideon. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Don't worry, Gideon. This traitor is returned to take his reward. The only reward waiting for you, Killian, is your head on a pike outside Muria's walls! Huff! They'll build statues of me! Shakoom! You're not taking any heads, Gideon, and no one will remember you. You should have fled, Aspen. You might have survived this, but not now. All your warriors are being slaughtered, and so will you! Scrack! Muria will never be yours! Nice that you come to the surface bitch's rescue. You two can die together. Muria is only the first, you know. Shakoom! All the other cities of the blue will be mine. Never. Who's going to stop me? You? Walk! The land doesn't want you. The sea doesn't want you. This is your end, Aspen. What? Okay. That's where we're going to leave off for now. Got four more issues left in this volume. It's gone by pretty fast, and it's been very interesting. So, all right, guys, we will see you in January with more Fathom. So stay tuned, guys. You know what's coming up next. It's, what is it? Oh, yeah, the Max. We've got a whole nother volume of the Max for you guys coming up. All right, I'm out. Remember, if you like this video, like, subscribe, tell your friends, and donate to Grimm's Dungeon of Comics at Patreon if you want. I'm out.